als vier Fragen. Der rotarische Podcast mit Sabine Meinert und Gordon McInerney vom Rotary Club of South Queensferry, Scotland. Er ist nominiert für das Amt des Rotary International Präsidenten im Jahr 2023/24. Und er spricht mit uns zwischen zwei Terminen mitten in den Vorbereitungen. Hello, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, Sabine.
We are meeting in Berlin, and I have heard the first time.
Yes, this is our first visit to Berlin.
So did you enjoy it?
Thoroughly. So yes, we've been made very welcome. The people have been very friendly, and we've learned a lot about both Rotary in Berlin and in this part of Germany, and also about Berlin itself. So we feel very privileged to be here.
So what did you see already?
Well, we started yesterday when we were met at the airport. We did some sightseeing coming into to our hotel. We visited Checkpoint Charlie and we saw the Brandenburg Gate. I think these are the things that everybody sees when they come to Berlin. And then yesterday afternoon I had some meetings with the German government in connection with the funding that they have so generously provided over the years for the polio eradication campaign. And then last evening we had a very pleasant dinner with the president of the Rotary Club here and some other people, including past Rotary International president Holger Knacht, who very kindly came down to Berlin to meet us. And today we started this morning with a really interesting session, listening to some of the projects and some of the initiatives that the Rotary Clubs in Berlin have been involved with, and learning a lot about what Rotary here in Berlin does. We then had a visit to the Bundestag and a very nice lunch with some of the Rotarian members of the Bundestag. And now I find myself back here having a very pleasant conversation with yourself.
Thank you. But to come back to the conversation with the members of the parliament, what can you give them as an idea about what they can do as a member of a parliament to support Rotary?
Well, I think they can be aware, and they can help raise Rotary's awareness among their fellow parliamentarians. Mm-hmm. From a financial point of view, as I said, the German government have been very generous over many years in donating $35 million annually to the Global Polio Eradication Initiative, and that has made such a huge difference to the children of the world and to this whole project. And we recognise that these are difficult times for everybody, for governments, for individuals, but given that we're so close to ending polio, we sincerely hope that the German government will feel that it's a good investment to continue their generous contributions to that project for the next few years at least, until the job is done.
Looking forward to your term in 2023-24. Is polio one of your big ideas about your term?
Well, I've been very committed to polio eradication for almost the entire time I've been in Rotary. I've actually been in Rotary longer than the polio eradication campaign. I joined Rotary in 1984, and of course the polio eradication campaign didn't start until, well, 1 year later in the Philippines and slightly later on an international basis. So it's been part of my Rotary life, part of my Rotary journey. I'm a great believer in the idea and in the promise that we made to the children of the world that we could eradicate this disease. We've come such a long way. Everybody knows the numbers, but everybody knows that in the mid-1980s there were 350,000 cases of polio every year. And in the whole of last year there was only 5 cases in only 2 countries, in Afghanistan and Pakistan. This year there's only been 1 case, sadly just this week, 1 case of wild polio identified in Afghanistan. So we are very close, but we're not there yet. And we have to continue this fight. And if the fight is won during the year I'm president, that'll be great. But if it's not won until the following year, that'll be great too, because it'll mean that we have fulfilled that promise we made to the children of the world.
Apart from End Polio Now, is there any other great ideas or topics you're focusing on?
I'm working on a number of ideas. At the moment, it is still early enough in the process that the ideas are not crystallised, and so I can't share them with you. I can't tell you what my theme will be for next year. I know, but I'm not telling you. I'm a great believer, in addition to everything else, in continuity within Rotary and working in tandem with working in continuity with the person who comes before me and the person who will come after me. And I've been working closely with Jennifer Jones since I was selected. We've known each other for many years and we get along together, we think the same way, and I'm very keen that we should take a more strategic viewpoint that will see us move Rotary forward in the same direction instead of me taking it in a different direction. So there will be things happening. I've got a special interest in things like mental health, and I think mental health will become very important as we exit the pandemic. Very interested in public health through my professional background, having been a dentist. But I think you're going to have to wait a little bit longer to hear the specific initiatives that I want to see happen. But I want to make Rotary available to people as well, allow people to practice Rotary in a style that suits them rather than in a practice that might be imposed upon them.
You mentioned the pandemic, and due to the pandemic, your predecessors did not travel a lot. What do you think? What will it be in your presidency?
Well, I think it's a question of balance. I think President Holger was so gracious in the way he adapted to the fact that he was not able to travel, because I'm sure he was expecting to travel and I'm sure he was looking forward to travelling. I'm looking forward to travel and to travelling when the need arises. I believe it's important that we are careful stewards of both Rotary's money and also our environment. I don't want to be flying around the world unnecessarily, creating a whole lot of CO2 or spending a whole lot of Rotary's dollars flying. But I do want to go around to meet people, to be able to say thank you to people, because I think thank you doesn't always come from the people that we help in Rotary. And that's not a criticism, but I think many of the initiatives we do, we don't get the chance to meet the people we're doing it for, so they don't get the chance to say thank you to us. And I think it's important as the president to be able to go to Rotary clubs and say thank you to the Rotarians for the work that they do and thank them for the people that they, on behalf of the people that they help.
What about the convention? In 2024, it's planned to be in Singapore. Yep. Do you expect it to be a face-to-face convention?
We have every expectation that by 2024, the convention will be face-to-face again. We have already committed to a face-to-face convention this year in 2022 in Houston, and the board of directors recently took an absolute decision affirming that it will be held as a face-to-face convention and that appropriate COVID protocols will be in place to ensure the safety of everybody. They've extended the beneficial rate of registration for some time to allow people to register at a slightly cheaper rate. So I would encourage everybody to come to Houston and to take advantage of that. And of course, next year we'll be in Melbourne, Australia. And at the moment, there's no question of Melbourne being anything other than face-to-face. So unless COVID does something to us and returns, we will definitely be in Singapore. And I look forward to that. I didn't choose Singapore. Singapore was chosen before I was president. But Singapore is a great venue for a convention. It's a great melting pot. It's a great city, a great country. Very strong links with Scotland, interestingly enough, in its early days. So it'll be nice to be able to take a bit of Scotland to Singapore again.
There's still 1 year to go till the start of your presidency. What do you think? What are your plans until then?
Well, a lot of my plans until then are involved with planning for the year. And if everything goes according to plan, then Heather and I, my wife and I, will move to Evanston in July and be based in Evanston to allow me to do a lot of the planning on a face-to-face basis with the staff members in headquarters at Evanston. And there's an increasing amount of commitment to speak at engagements and to speak at planning and training meetings in different parts of America and attend some of the Rotary Institutes that take place in the autumn of this year. so we will begin to get increasingly busy. I'm delighted that my first international trip in this capacity has been to Germany, because this is the first time that I've been travelling as president nominee, other than a trip to the States for planning. But this is the first time I've had the chance to meet Rotarians and to hear what they're doing and to, as I said earlier, say thank you to them for what they're doing.
Yeah. And you're also presenting Scotland because you're here for a whisky tasting.
Absolutely, yes. I'm looking
and
forward to the whisky tasting.
Everyone wants to know, what do you advise to people who don't know anything about whisky? Because whisky is not as popular in Germany as in Scotland.
Well, whisky is a very acquired taste, and I have to tell you that it took me some time to develop a taste for whisky. But I think once you do develop a taste for whisky and you realise that there are so many different whiskies with so many different tastes and so many different characters, and you know, in a way, it's almost like Rotary. It's made up of people who are different and different tastes and different characters. But I believe the whiskies that we're drinking in Berlin all come from the Scottish Islands. I think that is the theme. And so I look forward to tasting what we will be tasting tonight, but just in very small quantities.
Thank you very much for this interview. Enjoy your stay in Berlin and stay healthy. And all the best to you and your wife, Heather.
Well, likewise. Thank you very much for the opportunity to talk.